Fit with Gabe and Joe.
Episode 12.
Yeah. Episode, I want to say, doce.
Doce, yeah.
Yeah.
We're in South Pasadena, live from the South Pasadena Public Library.
Yep, sitting outside on the lawn.
Yeah, we should probably stop saying live since it's going to be edited. Or, you know, it's not like we're broadcasting.
Okay, good point.
Yeah, I mean, we are living.
It's true.
We're alive.
We're not podcasting from beyond the grave.
That's true. So Joe and I just got measured.
Yeah, we got in-depth body composition analysis.
Right.
Complimentary.
Complimentary, because of the podcast, at Fit Facts in South Pasadena.
Yes, thanks. Special thanks to Sarah Depphouse.
Yeah, special thanks to Sarah Depphouse. It's a cool thing. If you're interested, go to fitfacts.com.
And fit with a dash in
between. Yeah, fit-facts.com, F-A-X. And Sarah uses a device to measure the main thing is your weight, skeletal muscle mass, and body fat mass.
Yep.
And also an obesity analysis and a segmental lean analysis.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. This little printed out report, maybe we'll scan it or something.
Yeah, maybe we can
put it up on the website. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we were wearing our matching brand new Getting Fit with Gabe and Joe t-shirts.
That's right.
Which, if people are interested, I can make you one for $35. So, Joe, do you want to discuss your stuff?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, well, just a little bit of background. I'd say that last fall, I was probably at my all-time leanest. And then I went on that kind of the mass gain experiment and gained 7 pounds or so, and put on quite a bit of fat as well, I think. I mean, I got a lot stronger, and I've been getting stronger, but just getting ready to go into a fat loss phase, so this is actually perfect. We timed it just right.
Mm.
And so we're looking at my gender is male, age 46 years, height 6 foot, and then looking at my body composition I weigh 181 pounds. Out of that, 106 of that is water. 39 pounds of that is dry lean mass, and 36 pounds of that is body fat mass. So, which actually puts me at kind of high for what I was expecting. I'm at 20. I thought I was more in the 16 to 17% range. Maybe that's what I was at before I put on all the weight recently. So, but we're going to get retested in 90 days, and I'm going to dial the diet in and hit the gym and do some sprints and see what happens.
Yeah, and the basal metabolic rate's pretty interesting, too.
Your
BMR is the minimal number of calories needed to sustain life at a resting rate. For me, resting state, I mean, mine is 1964 kilocalories, which I think she said was 2,400 calories per day.
Yeah, mine was 1791, which ended up being, you know, maybe 2100 something calories a day is what you need just to preserve your lean muscle mass.
Right.
Otherwise, you start catabolizing, C-A-T, not cannibalizing.
Uh-huh.
Catabolizing, which is, kind of consuming your own lean tissue.
Yeah. And mine, the only surprise for me was that I was 6'3". I thought I was 6'2½".
Yeah.
And we measured a couple times, and I'm 6'3".
That's nice.
Yeah, so that's good. And I don't know, I was surprised I was 11% body fat.
But yeah, man.
It sounds like there's a lot of ways to think about that. Because, like, when I pull up my shirt, you know, it's not like I'm super ripped.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, but she was saying that you probably would get that around 8 or 7.
Seven.
Or 8%.
Yeah. So she said literally I would be an animal at that.
Like an animal.
I said, what do you mean, starving? You know, I wasn't sure. Agile? Like, in what way? What kind of animal?
Right.
And she compared me to a giraffe.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt more like a gazelle, but I was surprised that giraffe was where she wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Well, and I think she said that probably my goal for the next 90 days should be 10 pounds of fat loss while preserving my lean tissue, or maybe even putting on a little.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty aggressive. That's pretty crazy.
We'll see. I mean, if
10
I could
pounds in 3 months?
If I could do 6 or 7, I mean, I'd be happy. I got a feeling that I would, I mean, I already look pretty good. I got a flat stomach.
You look lean.
I would just have to kind of carve it out a little bit.
Well, it's perfect timing, too, because we made an appointment to see Sarah June 16th at 11 a.m. So that's exactly 90 days from today, I guess.
Yep.
Which is crazy, because I wanted to take a week off, and now I got to...
You got to hit it, man.
Yeah.
Okay. No rest for the weary.
Yeah. Let's see how we're doing on time. We're pretty good on this segment. Why don't we take a break and come back bigger, stronger, and faster.
Okay.
Faster, leaner, and anyway.
Less fat.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk to you guys in a minute.
Boom.
We're back. Getting Fit with Gabe and Joe.
Yep, episode 12. Here to talk about the recent dust-up in the paleo blogosphere.
Yeah, so what's going on? What's the controversy?
Well, I think Rob Wolf posted something on his blog, kind of a lengthy article about science and diet and interpreting scientific studies, and I think he made some kind of comment about some of his readers not having very good reading comprehension, and Carb Sane, this Evelyn Carb Sane, I forget her last name, she has her own blog, and she is one of these people that kind of, I think, sits on the sideline and kind of snipes a lot at and kind of nitpicks at people's blog posts, and I think she kind of rubs a lot of people the wrong way, it seems like. And she said some stuff about his blog post, and then he responded, "Hey, Carb Sane, why don't you go F yourself?"
Go F yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that kind of blew up. There were a lot of people chiming in, kind of both on both sides of the controversy. You know, I'm sure she has some good points, but you know, Rob Wolf is a good solid guy, and that guy's changed, you know, probably thousands of people's lives with his, you know, nutritional advice.
Yeah, I think in the foreword of the book, I mean, of Paleo Solution, there's a lot of there's like a MMA fighter who
Forrest Griffin, right?
Who he helped out, and there's an actress who kind of swore by paleo, and
And
he talks about that. He's had,
but
he talks about that. He's had like 10,000, you know, helped over 10,000 people through the gym, you know, through NorCal strength training or whatever that's
and
called.
It's probably
up there.
Even, you know, exponentially greater than that through his
The book. I mean, it's a bestseller. But so the exact controversy is that it's about carbs and the nature of why people lose weight on.
And
it has to do with. Basically, people are taking issue with the idea that insulin insulin response is what causes your cells to hang on to fat. Is that right?
I think so. I it's a little complicated, but I think, the broad outline is that they're arguing about the mechanisms, like what really is causing obesity. And Rob Wolf is kind of... walked back his position a little bit, it seems like. He had a three-part post on carbohydrate intake, and people kind of lost their minds over that. They thought that he was a sellout or that he was a turncoat to the low-carb cause, and he's not really. He says, you know, he still believes that for the vast majority of people, especially people that are, like, metabolically broken, in his words, that that's going to work. But there are people, for instance, like MMA fighters and, you know, CrossFitters and people that are working out at very intense levels that do need more carbs.
Yeah. And that was something that Sarah asked us in our thing. She asked us about carb loading and whether we kind of have carbs around our workouts.
And backloading. She said talk about carb backloading, which is a different thing too. That's like eating carbs the night before an intense workout.
Yeah, I don't really do any of that. So that's about what we have on that controversy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I could really bore people to tears if we really wanted to go into...
Well, no, that's cool. I think we're good.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So we'll go to break, and we'll see you guys in a minute. Segment.
Game Joe.
Episode 12. We are still at the South Pasadena Public Library.
And I'm going to say, probably if you were to ask a meteorologist to define what a perfect day is, he would point to our situation right now.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous day out here. Yeah. I mean, it's really pretty. It feels like one of the first days of spring.
Yep.
And it's getting there. When is the first official day of spring? March 21st?
Yes.
Pretty sure that's it. So yeah. We're getting close.
Yep.
It's the 16th. Woo! We made it past the Ides of March.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what were we talking about?
We're talking about our workouts. I think that's what we were supposed to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'm finishing up the fat loss thing. I got one more week.
And what's the plan?
What? Then what's the plan? Then I'm going to go easy for a week and then launch into 3 months of something. I'm not exactly sure yet. Yeah.
You haven't decided.
I haven't decided.
What are the options?
Maybe the fat loss thing that you were talking about from Cosgrove.
Yeah, that looks good,
actually. That might be good. I have noticed Owen McGibbon's new product, the Rack, and it's sort of like a P90X kind of thing. It's like at home, and it's all new workouts. And I don't know, it would be nice to have Owen's updated information, because like I'm pretty psyched that he's still doing stuff, because like my... book that I've been going off for like 4 months is from 2003. Yeah, so it'd be kind of cool to like see what he's up to, but I really don't want to pay $100 for that.
Right. It's $100.
Well, it's $100, and also you're working out at home, and I don't really want to work out at home. So
that's weak.
Yeah, I mean, I just like getting out to the gym. So maybe that, the Cosgrove thing.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, if you do that, I'll do that.
Okay, well, I'll look into it more.
Listeners, you heard it here first.
So you're thinking about that. When are you getting started? You're starting something new on Monday?
Sorry? Yeah, I want to... Well, yeah, maybe. I mean, I'm thinking about... This was been a nice little kind of shot in the arm, this body composition analysis thing that we got here.
Yeah.
I kind of want to get started and hit it hard for 90 days and see what happens at the end of that 90 days. Get retested and actually have some hard data instead of just kind of looking in the mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, the Cosgrove fat loss thing sounds good.
What's
like
another
that.
Option?
Well, you know, there's kind of that Rob Wolf thing that I heard where you... it's kind of like a combined strength and bodybuilding thing where you kind of lift a certain amount of weight, like where you're comfortable lifting for fives for a week. Mm-hmm. The next week, you do sixes. The next week you do sevens, and the next week you do eights. You go up to eights, which is more of a bodybuilding protocol.
Mm-hmm.
And then you up the weight, and you go back down to fives.
Mm.
Six, seven, eight. And then you do one more cycle, I guess, and that would be 90 days, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess you're ready to commit and get started Monday. I feel like...
The fear of removing my shirt in public is motivating me. I mean, it has to happen in a couple months. We're going to be going to the beach more.
Yeah.
Water's warming up.
I gotta look into some back hair removal places. And I still haven't gotten my full body tan.
That might change your body composition analysis.
It's true. Yeah, I was a little disappointed that there was no dunk tank. I really wanted to be dunked upside down like Houdini.
Apparently this is more accurate.
I know, but I just wanted that visual.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe some chains to escape from, hold my breath for 3 minutes.
Right.
This was very easy. It was like basically stand on a scale, attach, you know, and like grab some grips, hold it there for like a minute or something.
Stand on a scale barefoot, yeah, you have like, what, like 8 points of contact apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's amazing that I can measure anything from that actually.
Yeah. I mean,
so, anyway.
All right.
All right. Well, Joe, congratulations.
On meeting you here at
on meeting
10:45 a.m.
Yeah, we made it. No, I mean, listen, you're gonna gain weight when you're gaining strength.
True.
We knew that. I mean, yeah, you got a lot stronger. You lifted like what, 275? You deadlifted 275?
Yeah, actually last time I was doing 285.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't do that much at all. I might be leaner, but I'm more like a giraffe, apparently. So
and I'm more like a... Well,
you're like, I don't know.
Tasmanian devil?
Yeah. Okay. I want to be more like a puma.
Yeah, me too. Actually, Kelly Starrett, the guy that has the mobility wad, he's that kind of that guy with the wears the tiny shirts.
Yeah.
He's in CrossFit San Francisco maybe, and he's buddies with Rob Wolf, and he's got a book coming out that I've already pre-ordered called How to Become a Supple Leopard.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's kind of how I want to feel.
That's kind of the goal, I guess. Yeah. Well. Keep it up.
All right.
All right.
Yep. So long, folks.
Bye, guys.